The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My husband DJed over the weekend, and he came home and he was wearing a snug t-shirt and he looked sexy. He was remotivated earlier in the year. What, about a month and a half ago? We've been working out.
It's been about 3 months.
No, it has not.
Well, it feels like 3 months.
You've lost so much.
I've lost
so many inches.
I've lost a legit 10 pounds. I probably lost, I don't know how many inches, but yeah, I'm trying to stick to it. And the thing is my approach on it is different because usually I try to do this thing where I'm going like real hard, where I like try to lift hard. I try to run as many miles as I can.
Steady she goes.
Yes, just a steady pace where I'm working out 30, 40 minutes a day and just doing it 5 days a week, not where I'm killing myself, you know,
and
every single day.
And we're actually looking forward to working out versus I did it that way
hold for
on,
so
Otto,
many
don't,
years.
You're giving him too much. Automatic's going to reveal all of his good secrets inside Two Dudes, One Studio, too.
Okay. So listen to the podcast, whether you are trying to get remotivated. And this was all really inspired from a message I got from a woman who said it's been over a year for her. COVID kind of put her back. She's like, I just can't find the, I guess, reason or the desire to get back out there. Here is a way to get remotivated. Let's get it started. I'm having a recurring dream that I used to have when I was a little bitty girl.
Ooh.
And it's freaking me out. Good morning. It's Monday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
PG Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I used to have these dreams. I don't know why. That nuclear war was happening in the U.S.
I think that's a nightmare.
Exactly, it was a nightmare. So I'm having them again, and I feel like I'm burning. I feel the exact way that I did when I was a child. I can see it. I can see my family, everything. And I feel like I'm a little child. And when I wake up, because I always wake up, I don't feel that.
In today's session, we're gonna dive deeper into what
the hell that... be a whole session thing. I just think it might be the fact that you guys leave your air conditioner at 79 degrees.
No, it's not.
That's why you feel like you're burning.
It feels like she's burning.
Yeah, I would
because you're literally just hot.
And at night, I turn it down to 77.
Still hot.
I did some research, and adults who experience frequent recurring dreams have worse psychological health than those who do not.
Great.
Well, we have difficulty processing trauma. My whole childhood was trauma. That's why I was having nuclear dreams then. And maybe that some of that is back, right? Maybe some of that is happening again. I've been thinking about my nana a lot. What?
We're going to turn down the air conditioner tonight and see if that goes away.
It's not going to go away. Anyway, if you have recurring dreams, there's something in your mind that you're not dealing with. And I think for me, it's probably family trauma. So I'm going to talk more about it here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's my therapy.
Oh, that's great. Now it's our nightmare.
Yeah.
That's how
now we all get to experience it.
Yes, we do. Together. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, it is 8-8, so we'll kick this one off with National Infinity Day.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Infinity, isn't that one of the largest numbers? Isn't it like forever?
It's forever. Yeah,
but there's something bigger than infinity.
I don't think there's anything bigger than infinity.
Anyway.
All right. We'll come
maybe
back
your
to
dream?
The...
I don't know.
Okay.
We also have National Dollar Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, definitely
what
doesn't go.
What can you buy with a dollar?
Oh, good. Oh, Arizona iced tea. Boom.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Dude. Can't buy a candy bar anymore.
No, not at all. But don't. Give me $2. I'll get you two items. For sure. And we'll wrap it up on International Cat Day. Meow.
Oh, I want a cat so bad. And so does DJ Automatic. But we have two huskies. And
they eat cats.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not cat-friendly dogs.
But my dog is friendly with cats. Dude. And shout out to cats for being the best defense against rats and mice.
Oh, for sure. And not just that, but when you leave, when you go out of town, you know how we travel a lot for work? You just get a big bowl of food and water and they're litter and they're good. Dogs, you got to get a sitter.
Man, I even love stray cats, dude. I'm not afraid of stray cats.
Strange cats?
Yep. Automatic, why are you looking at me like that?
Because he doesn't even, you don't mean what she's thinking.
Oh, no. Monday.
Stray cat, you know what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love the Fat Club every Monday, right? Because it keeps me on track. I used to be 60 plus pounds overweight. I have kept it off now for well over a dozen years.
Oh,
but I fall off and then I get back on. And then I fall off and I get back on.
Yeah.
And that's America.
I mean, one thing about losing weight is it will find you again.
It will.
I lost it.
I found it. What's happening? It's because we're human and there's good food here. Automatic, I love to eat. You love to eat. We're married. So sometimes together.
It's a lethal combination.
Dang, and you guys are fighting, and you guys are also fighting the uphill battle of relationship weight.
Yeah.
You know, at least when you're
Anthony,
single.
Because when you're comfy and in love, it's easy to get fat.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit easier when you're single and lonely to be skinny.
the depression.
Do you think so? No, not just that. Ain't nobody cooking when you're depressed. For you either.
Well, yeah, you ain't got nobody cooking for you, and you got to make sure that you're always on, you know, I mean, like, on ready to go. Like, not to, like, get naked and stuff, but just you look
that's
good.
What you're
that was
thinking.
The main
don't
reason
lie.
Why
I
used to
lie.
Stay thin.
Yeah. Automatic, seriously? Wow.
Oh, I was like 195. I'm 205 now.
Oh, but now for me, I get your chubby, huh?
Yeah, you get, okay. I'm getting back to 195. I'm going
to
be there.
I've come to terms with I'll never have like abs, like washboard abs and all
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but that ain't happening for
I
me.
Just don't ever want to have to keep my shirt on in the swimming pool.
Oh,
that's just
it.
Where I'm at.
I got abs, but I paid for them. It's called Mommy Makeover. Anyway, okay, all right. So let's move on and talk about getting remotivated. It's very normal to fall off. Here are some tips that you need to do in order to get back on. Keep a weight loss journal. I know this sounds crazy, but do you know writing down your weight reminds you? Oh, this isn't where I want to be. This ain't it. Even if it's just once a week. Yeah, accountability. Here's another one. Pick a plan that fits your lifestyle. We were talking about how people don't have time. We don't go to the gym very often because we are busy. So we work out at home. We'll take a walk. We make it work for us.
We've got a somewhat of a home gym now.
Yeah, we do. In the garage. We really do. And we invested in it, but now it saves us money.
Hey.
Right? And we work out every day, or at least 5 days a week. Here's another one. Focus on your goals. Not so much where you are, but where you want to be. Because you can get that negative mindset.
Okay.
Well, I don't like my body. This isn't working. It's not happening. Slow down.
When it comes to this part of it, are you guys pro stepping on a scale or?
Absolutely.
You
like gotta know where you're at.
Okay. I'm pro stepping on the scale. Some people are like, you don't gotta step on the scale. I'm like, dude, you got to.
The one thing about losing weight is it takes a lot of time. It's way easier to put it on than to take it off.
I get fat quick. Oh. You know what's crazy? I know when automatic is very serious. Because he'll step on a scale. When he's not, he'll be like, I don't care how much I weigh,
but like right now I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm like looking at the scale almost every day.
Oh my gosh, automatic Anthony A, you guys hit the second point. Have realistic expectations. You both said we're never going to have washboard abs. That's okay. That's all right. It does not matter.
I mean, it could happen.
We didn't need you to support that opinion. We didn't need you to be like, you know what? Yeah, yeah.
Neither one of you guys.
Way
but
to accept that.
If you set yourself up like for me, I'm going to have a big booty. I'm going to do 100 squats a day. It's never going to happen. Unless I buy that, and now I'm not going to buy a BBL, okay? I'm happy with my body.
That was a major takeaway from today.
Yes. That's my affirmation. I'm happy with my body. And the number one thing is you got to figure out why you want to lose weight. And you got to be honest. Some people say it's health, and of course it's health. But do you want to look
good? I'm just vain
good?
As hell.
Really?
Are you not happy?
No, I'm not good. But honestly, I just want to feel good about myself. I hate when I put on, like, this is a tester t-shirt. I actually have one on today.
Yeah, you got a test t-shirt
as a guy. And if it doesn't fit right, then I feel bad about myself.
Got it. Oh, man. I was having a serious conversation with one of my homies who let me know that his father actually passed away while having sexy time.
Oh.
And Matt McConaughey just came out saying that his dad had a similar experience. And now that is my biggest motivation in life is to stay healthy enough so I don't die during sexy time.
Yeah, I don't want my husband to die during sexy time either because that would be with me.
Yeah, dude.
We'd have to have sex for that to happen.
Oh!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We need our spiritual forecast, and thank goodness our seer is here. Seer Mahdi, it's time for What's Your Sign? What's up with the earth spinning faster? What's going on here? What in the science is happening?
Well, you know what? I feel like the energy has been going this way for many, many years. I honestly feel like it's been picking up since 2012 when the Mayan calendar ended. Do you guys remember that whole thing?
Oh, yes! Oh, my gosh!
There you go, dude. Open it up.
Yeah, I feel like it's been like that for a long time, and science is just catching up.
See, Marty's like, we've been telling you since thousands of years ago, okay, when we made our own little calendar. Science, catch up.
Exactly.
All right, so now it's time for one of our listeners to get their reading. Are you ready?
Good.
Okay, here's what I received on my Instagram.
Hey, Dana. My name is Brandy. I'm a Pisces. My birthday is 2/23, and my question is, have I met my soulmate yet?
That question freaked me out for Brandy.
That's a dope one.
What's going on with her love life?
What if the answer is no? What if the answer is yes, and she already did?
There is a man that she's considering, and I see the man coming up in her energy. I feel that there's a big shift going on with him. There's a lot of potential with this man, okay? There's a lot of potential, but Spirit is saying that she's thinking too logically, and it's becoming a little hard for her to open up her heart. She yearns for love, and she needs to fall in love with herself first and foremost.
Oh. I love you more.
mean, they're just saying that if she goes within and starts focusing on herself, giving herself a lot more self-love, this man has a lot of potential to become a right candidate. Now, in the spiritual world, we have multiple soulmates. It's not just the one. Mm-hmm. We have multiple people that teach us a lot about ourselves. That's really what love is about. It's about falling in love with you, but also sharing your life with someone else.
Okay, good stuff for Brandy.
What about the rest of us, though?
Yeah, what a spiritual forecast time. What's good with all of us collectively?
So today is the Lionsgate portal. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but that's something that's becoming a lot more mainstream, but it's been going on since the Egyptian times, okay? That's what the Egyptians created, the pyramids, and exactly the formation of Orion's belt, which is the star system in the sky.
Okay.
And so today is a very powerful portal. It's giving us a chance to create the right life that we want, to manifest the things that we want into our life. Now, Spirit is saying a lot of changes are about to take place, and a lot of those changes may not feel real comfortable. Change isn't easy, but it's going to happen in the right way for all of us. The right way may look different for everybody, but it is happening. Now, on the 12th, we have a full moon, which is also bringing up a lot of stuff, like it's digging emotions out of us, and it's showing us exactly what we need to feel in order to know where we need to go.
So accept that emotion, accept it into your heart, and go 100. Yeah. And by the way, happy belated birthday to my husband, DJ Automatic, who celebrated yesterday.
Yeah. Hopefully it's going to be a good year for me.
Man, yes, I can feel it.
There's a lot of...
I always have good years.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of takeaways from this spiritual forecast. And I realized Lionsgate Portal, is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Sirimati, so it's okay to tell my partner it's okay to have multiple soulmates, right?
Gosh, I don't know about that.
She did.
She did not say that.
And it is true. It's true.
Everybody you meet is here to teach you a lesson.
Learn from it.
All right. If you need your spiritual forecast, please tap into the phones or hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram with your voice message like Brandy did. And of course, follow Sirimati at Illest Divinity on Instagram. We love you, Mati. Thank you so much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, Doja Cat went and shaved her head and her eyebrows. Why? I've got audio of her explaining everything. It's Daily Dirt time to Best Gossip, brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
Boxer Ryan Garcia celebrating his birthday. Shawn Mendes and Megan Good celebrating a birthday.
Okay, so let's talk about Neo. You know, he is separated from his wife of 8 years. She has alleged that he's been cheating on her the entire time. Now, she's also accusing him of fathering a child outside of their marriage.
Oh.
What really surprised me is that supposedly he was hiring prostitutes.
Disgusting.
She's got a lot of allegations. Mm. We'll see what actually is true.
The story makes me sick. So sick.
Gonna make him sick with that child support, too. In June, Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker broke up briefly. They had like a little hiatus, you know, and then they decided they really love each other. They're back together. Kendall posts photos of them on vacay in a very mountainy area. I don't know, there's like forest trees in the back, and she's crisscross applesauce in his lap, and she took him to her friend's wedding. Oh. That means they back on, and this is going to work, people. I'm invested in this.
Nice, dude. I'm excited, too, and I think this year will be the year for them both, and I think Devin Booker will get a championship now. I just think, like, with the force behind Kendall, like, come on, Kendall.
I think
like,
so, too.
I don't know. I mean, there is the Kardashian curse. I don't know if the Jenner curse carries over.
Don't blame those men, those bad ball players' problems on these women.
Yeah,
because Devin can ball.
Yeah, that's a Luka curse right now, bro. Uh-huh, that's what that is.
All right, and now we're going to talk about Doja Cat. She shaved her head and her eyebrows. Her fans are going crazy. Here she is explaining why.
I never liked having hair. I cannot tell you one time since the beginning of my life that I've ever been like, this is cool. I just do not like to have hair.
She went on to say that she used to wear wigs to the gym. And the lace front get loose. The glue get loose when you're sweating and stuff. So she's like, I'm just taking this off. And I'm going to live my life like this. And she pulls it off. She looks beautiful.
Oh, that's a stretch, dude.
No, anybody,
she actually pulls it off.
Bald by decision is a gnarly choice, man. That is a gnarly thing. And as a person who has a body covered in hair, I kind of, you know, took offense to this. That, you know, now she's Doja Bald Cat. That's... She's Doja Fink's cat.
Otto likes that.
I was going to say, do you think she's bald everywhere?
She got to be, dude.
That's your daily dirt.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oreo cookies, the number one cookie in America, and they got some big news. Ooh. Welcome to Hottest Hashtags Inside Your Food News. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. I'm Dana Cortez, and it's Monday.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
So we're going to get started with whether you're planning your first trip on an airplane or you've been flying forever. Southwest Airlines announced last week that part of their ongoing upgrades, the credits that they, if you cancel a flight, you get a flight credit. Okay. Just like anything else, right?
Yeah.
They're doing away with expiration dates on flight credits.
Oh.
Which is a great thing for anyone who travels a lot.
Of course nice. They are. Now that all the pandemic ones have already expired and you can't use those anymore, they're like, hey guys, now we're good
starting
to go.
Starting now.
Because, no, you know, I only had like four flights that got canceled.
I think it's really, really good news though, because there might be somebody who's thinking about traveling, who's never done it before. You can get your trip done in advance, and if you have to cancel for some reason, you know that you're good.
No, bro.
As long as you book with Southwest.
I rock with Southwest, dog. I love Southwest.
I mean,
bro.
I'm an A-lister.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I do love it, but right, at the same time, like I saw the move what they did there.
Yeah. All right, so now let's go ahead and talk about food news. Oreo pumpkin spice cookies are coming, baby.
Woo!
Coming. I'm excited. Is it too early for pumpkin spice?
No.
So you get the golden Oreo cookie with festive pumpkin spice flavored cream in the center. Perfect to dip in your hot chocolate, in your cafecito, or even milk. The Oreo pumpkin spice cookie will be available beginning August 15th. While supplies last.
Ooh, dude, you know what, man? An Oreo, pumpkin spice Oreos, those can go year-round.
Y'all know I'm with you.
I'm with those, man.
That sounds good. We're still
though.
In August. You shouldn't be talking about pumpkin spice.
I think pumpkin spice, can,
pumpkin spice has a start date of September 1st, okay?
Man, just but think about the consistency of the Oreo cookie and then the filling with pumpkin spice. That is here to stay, ladies and gentlemen.
My mouth is watering right now. National Day Anthony A.
We will start with National...
I'm glad to know you're as basic as I am, by
the way. Oh, dude, I love it, dude. Uh-huh, dude. I had the diet of a basic white woman.
Yum.
Oh, we got National CBD Day. That's a thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Tons of
CBD ointment I use on my back.
You and my mom.
Yeah. All right, we got National Cat Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Kitty cats. I used to love my cat when I was little. My cat's name was Cicero, and I didn't have any brothers or sisters or friends, so I would put her or him in a stroller and make him my baby.
Oh, the neighborhood. I think that's cute. I think that's an adorable story.
Cicero hated it, but I loved it.
We got National Frozen Custard Day. So shout out to Frozen Custard.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you, Frozen Custard. I'm not mad at that. And we'll wrap it up on National Dollar Day.
The dollar used to go a little farther than she does today. Dollar store now. You got a few dollar items, more $1.50, $2 items. But for the one of the first times, I think, in history, our dollar is more valuable than the euro.
Serious
Europe.
Serious question here.
Okay,
if you guys are giving a tip face to face with somebody, let's say like a bellman or somebody like or a valet or something like that, would you give them a dollar tip at this point?
Hell no.
I feel like if I'm giving them a dollar tip, it's like giving them a quarter at this point.
It really is.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a dollar, dog, if that's all I got.
Well, I mean, if it's all I got. But I'm definitely going like anything I used to do for a dollar, I'm going five.
Let me tell you something. If you valeting and all you got is a dollar, that's why you broke. So don't do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's a Monday inside the Dana Cortez Show, which means we're talking about getting healthy. And earlier, Dana broke down a few ways to remotivate yourself if you feel you've been away from the gym and eating too much junk food. If you miss it, don't worry. We're going to revisit that list right now. Odds welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, where myself, Anthony A, and my scumpadres, their DJ Automatic, break down and go over what you may have missed earlier inside the show. And Automatic, this is a Two Dudes, One Studio remix. Because Dana had her list earlier.
Yeah, and it applied to men, but a lot of the stuff that Dana talks about applies to women.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to attack this from a man's point of
automatic,
view.
And Automatic, you've been in a really good workout groove, haven't you, my friend?
I'm like 2 months in.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah,
nice.
It's not till you like you hit the 90-day mark where you really see the change.
But that's where I always mess up. I get to the 90-day mark. I do this weird little cycle, all right? I get to like the 90-day mark, and I'm like reward myself with like a junk day.
Yep.
And then it turns to a junk month.
Yes, dude. And I look up, I haven't worked out in like 2 more months, bro. So now we are here to address that problem that happens with a lot of dudes and a lot of people, all right? The first thing you need to do is give yourself a real reward. Like, find your favorite healthy snack and not get to that until you finish your workout.
Something I've been doing strawberries lines. And blueberries.
Oh, maybe nice,
some like nut
and
in there.
You know how I get down, you know what I'm saying, with a little bit of the giggle gas.
Yeah.
And my thing now is I won't hit a jazz cigarette until I'm done with my workout.
Oh.
See?
Oh.
So keep that there. And I'm like, all right, after this workout, it's going to feel great. So much
motivation.
Better. All right, the next thing we have is sign a commitment contract and post it where you can see it.
I ain't signing nothing.
Oh, no, dude. All right, so then the next layer of that was to even have a penalty fine if you miss a workout or something like that. You're not going to do that?
I'll hold myself personally accountable.
Okay, that's a big automatic aim with that one. And this one, I like this one. Rethink positive thinking. When that alarm clock goes off and you're like, I don't want to have to work out. I don't want to have to do this. Think about how good you're going to feel after that workout right there.
Yes,
there it is. And find your fitness tribe.
Oh, I mean, Dana's definitely my tribe.
And, this study actually from Daily Burn went on to say that when people get in groups of working out, they find out that it's more of the camaraderie. Yes, that keeps people going back because you don't want to let your tribe down.
Exactly. Like, for me, last week, Dana had to go work out because I had to go do some other stuff. I felt guilty for not being there with her, which in turn made me go work out by myself.
There you go, dude.
Because I was like, she can't be better than I am.
And for those of you who are like myself and you're a one-man show, you know what I'm saying, a lone wolf, sometimes it just takes some looking in the mirror and reminding yourself that those love handles can disappear.
They can.
Yeah, all right. You don't
want to. It's going to take 3 months, but you can get rid of them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Who wants to shave their head?
Not me.
Automatic, you got a pretty round head.
I feel like you got a good head. I feel like I'm long gone past that time.
You don't think you could ever shave your head?
I could. I used to shave my head when I was poor because I couldn't get a haircut. But I feel like I would just look. No, it wouldn't work for me.
I have the bumpiest head. Sometimes Otto roasts my head. He's like, God, you have so many like different
indentions. My head would look pretty good bald.
Yeah, you could be. You'd be a good bald.
It's already almost there.
Can you tell him what's going on though?
What?
You're growing your hair, dude.
Oh. Your hair is growing back.
Yeah. Can we tell him? Don't make me out like myself is doing this hair treatment. Myself and DJ Automatic, we are doing the Matt McConaughey hair treatment.
And it works.
It's looking all right, all right, all right.
Let's see how many people reach out and ask about this. They're listening to the podcast. You have to reach out and ask at DJ Automatic, at AnthonyA400. And I'm the person that found it.
Yeah, Dana Cortez. So shout out to Dana for that. And it made me realize, too, that dudes, like, we need to start getting on more of the offensive when it comes to our hairlines receding. Like,
just in general, your face, your skin, all that stuff.
A lot of dudes don't do any kind of, like, hair treatment at all, dude. And that's why we go bald just overnight. So come on, y'all. Like, let's start getting on it.
Here's more podcasts now. Reach out if you want the info.